Blog Talk Radio.
Backward,
when I'm backward against the wall,
and it looks at
me.
la mansion de la mansion de Dieu. You move mountains.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God praise on this evening. Hallelujah. We are here to give God thanks. He is worthy of our fruit of our lips, and Lord, we thank you. Lord, we need you. Lord, we honor you, and we open up our mouths and say hallelujah on this evening. Hallelujah is the highest praise. If we had 10,000 tongues, you and I could not thank God enough for all. Come on. All the things that he has done, is doing, and will do, hallelujah, for you and I. Glory be to God. Man, when we think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. When we think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done, our soul cries out, hallelujah. So we give God thanks. We know it's Thanksgiving week. We're a few days away from one of the best holidays created, Thanksgiving, giving thanks unto God, breaking bread with family. It's just going to be a time of Thanksgiving. But as we pray tonight, you and I have so much to be thankful and grateful for. Even life, come on, to God be the glory. The fact that we are still here, the fact that we are still blessed, and the fact that, you know, God's hand is still on our lives, that in and of itself is enough to say, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. That's leading me to Psalm 37 tonight. Psalm 37, just a beautiful psalm of David. I have no particular reason for the psalm, but David wrote this psalm, and it's just a beautiful psalm in Psalm number 37. We'll read a few verses from this and go right into prayer. To God be the glory. But the 37th psalm, starting at verse number 1, fret not yourselves because of evildoers, neither be you envious against the workers of those that do iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth the righteousness of the light and the judgment of the noonday. Verse 7 says, rest. God knows. This is, oh my God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him that prosper in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, come on, they shall inherit the earth. Jump down to verse number 23, a few more verses. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. David writes, I have been young and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I'm an old man now, and I can assuredly tell you, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. David told you and I to always delight ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. When you go to church, when you pray, when you tithe, when you read his word, hallelujah, when you serve God, David tells you and I tonight, get joy out of that. Hallelujah. Get joy out of serving God. Get joy out of being good to other people. Delight yourself in the Lord. When you give, oh, glory be to God. When you go to God, David said, let that bless your soul. Hallelujah. Because he said, you're going to find rest. You're going to find yourself committing to God and resting in God. You're going to find yourself putting your trust in God. And when you do that, David goes on to write and says that those of us who are parents, our children are going to want for nothing. Glory be to God. You may not see that in the natural right now. It is all spiritual. The Bible says what you and I do with our lives and with our actions, our children are going to benefit from it. Glory be to God. Our offspring are going to receive overflow. They are going to be blessed. I know for myself, there are some blessings that I'm standing in and I'm standing on because of Mama Simmons. Because my mother, Dorothy Bateman, loved the Lord. She was always good to other people. Hallelujah. I seen it with my own eyes, her being a blessing to others. And I believe that some of the blessings that I'm receiving today is because of her action. So God says to you and I tonight, be thankful in everything. Father, we thank you. And we praise you tonight for the opportunity to give, the opportunity to be good to others, the opportunity, Lord, to pray for one another. We give you thanks, God, hallelujah, for every time we've been a blessing to somebody else. It is because of you, God, you gave us a grateful heart. You gave us a compassionate heart. You gave us the ability to be kind and good to others. You said esteem others above yourself. And God, we thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can give our tithes and our offerings, that we can be benevolent, Lord, and be beneficial to others, that we can, in the name of Jesus, show kindness and show loving kindness to those, God, in need. And now during this Thanksgiving holiday, during this Thanksgiving season, during the holiday season, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the church. Oh, my God. Thank you for New Creation Christian Ministry. Thank you for Cloud Nine Ministry. Thank you for Tri-Faith Church. Thank you for Faithful Christian Ministry. In the name of Jesus, thank you for these houses that are opened in the name of the Lord, that families can come, single mothers can come, marriages can come. The elderly can come. Our adolescent can come in the name of Jesus and hear a word from the Lord. We thank you for New Creation Church. We thank you for every member. We thank you for every family. We thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for every person, God, that have been a blessing to that local assembly. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to bless them. God, continue to open doors that no man can shut. God, keep them employed. God, keep them fruitful. God, allow them to multiply. God, allow them to increase. God, allow them to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. So God, right now, Have mercy on those who are struggling. Have mercy in the name of Jesus on those who are fighting for a breakthrough, those who are fighting for their finances, those who are fighting for their family, those who are fighting in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for their future, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know there's power in prayer. We know in the name of Jesus, as David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging. Thank God that we don't have to beg. Thank God in the name of Jesus that you continue to make ways out of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we're calling on the name of the Lord on tonight. We're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Your word said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. You said, God, in your word, the gold is mine and the silver is mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to the Lord. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but our trust is in the Lord. So, God, we thank you that we're not putting our trust in man, but we're putting our trust in God. As Pastor continues to pray, we are thankful tonight. We are grateful tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That for this time, oh God, of coming together in prayer, we thank you, Lord, for the word, oh God, that was shared, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like David the psalmist said, I have been young, but now I am old, but I have never, ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you take care of us. We thank you, Lord, even as we get ready to celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday, God, that you have been faithful, oh God, hallelujah, all year long, God. We bless your name, we praise your name, we magnify your name, we exalt your name, we glorify your name, we give you the glory, we give you, oh God, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, hallelujah, we shout hallelujah. We are so grateful, oh God, and thankful, oh God, just for all that you have done, all that you are, all that you have planned for us, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. You are awesome, God. Amen. You are magnificent, God. You are, oh God, hallelujah, King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the end. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. Na 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 ma ko shele le ke da ma, a ko shele le ke da ma. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Na na ma ko shele le ke da ma. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you will shift atmospheres, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will shift the atmosphere, oh God. Somebody needs the atmosphere shifted, oh God, even where they are. Someone's going through some warfare. Someone's going through some trying times. Somebody's going through some hard times, God. And, Lord, we ask for you to step in to the middle of that situation and shift the atmosphere, God. We ask, Father God, for you to change things, oh God. Hallelujah, for the better. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you do make a way, as the song said earlier, that you do make a way, God, that you made a way, oh, God. In some of our circumstances, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, because you made a way out of no way, God. It seemed like things were going to be impossible, God, but you stepped in into the middle of that impossible situation, and you made a way out of what seemed to be no way, God. You gave us a miracle, God. You turned the tables in our favor, God. Hallelujah. Where man was saying no, God, you turned it around, God, and gave us a yes, God. Yes. Where we were struggling, God, you took the struggle, yes, out of our trouble, God. Hallelujah. You defeated the enemy on our behalf. Lord, hallelujah. When we felt like giving up this year, God, you turned up, oh God, as a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. You turned up, oh God, and said, no, no, don't give up. You showed up, Jesus, when we felt like throwing in the towel. Lord, we look back over this year and we say thank you. We look back over our lives and we say thank you. We look back over last week and we say thank you. We look back over last month and we say thank you. We look back, oh God, hallelujah, only to take a glance back, oh God, to turn around and praise you because of the great things that you have done for us. You keep on doing great things. You keep on blessing us. You keep on showing up and showing out. And God, for that we are grateful. We thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us strength, oh God, when we didn't feel like we had enough power to keep moving forward. We thank you, Jesus, that you reminded us to take back our authority. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you gave us the power to bind on earth, oh God, and it would be binded in heaven,
yes,
that as we bind it in earth, you would bind it in heaven for our sake, on our behalf. And God, we are so thankful. We are so grateful. We are just rejoicing, God. We thank you that even though weeping came for a night, that joy showed up in the morning. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you just keep on blessing us over and over and over again. Where the enemy came in like a flood, your Holy Spirit rose up a standard against him. We thank you, Jesus, that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We thank you that with you we cannot lose, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, who gives us the power. We thank you, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We don't complain. We won't be like the Israelites. We won't mumble and grumble. We won't complain. We won't complain. Hallelujah. But we will keep on praising. We will keep on giving you our thanks. We will keep on offering up the fruit of our lips. We will give you the sacrifice of praise, God. Oh, God, because you are worthy. You're so worthy. You are so worthy. You're so worthy to be praised. So, Lord, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministry. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for the unity of faith among the saints. We thank you, Lord, that we are building your house. We thank you, Lord, that we are building your church. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are dwelling together in unity. We thank you that there's no strife or division or discord in your church and amongst your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the prayer team. We thank you, Lord, for those who have stepped up to the plate. We thank you, Lord, for Prophet Pastor Jamal. We thank you, Lord, for Prophet Pastor, hallelujah, Gail. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for Deacon Carmen. We thank you, Lord, for Minister Evangelist Rita Lee. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Prophetess Michelle, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Emily, God, Sister Maria, God, Mother May Thomas, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for the Bethea family, Sister Cece and Salida and Diamond, oh, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for Shaquella. We thank you, Lord, for all who are a part of this prayer line. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for Mother May Thomas. We thank you, Jesus, for those who call in every week faithfully. We thank you, Lord, for those who sow and tithe faithfully. We thank you, Jesus, for those who pray faithfully. We thank you, Lord, for those who pray for Pastor Anthony and myself faithfully. We thank you, Jesus, that we are not doing this work alone. But, God, you have put those around us to have a mind to work, a mind to build. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that the local church is growing. We thank you, Jesus, that you're adding to the church daily those who shall be saved. We thank you, Lord, for New Creation Local Church. We thank you, Lord, for Cloud 9 Local Church. We thank you, Jesus, for increase. We declare multiplication over the church. We declare unity over the church. We declare power over the church. We declare breakthrough over the church. We declare, oh God, salvation and deliverance over the church. We declare souls being saved in the church. We declare lives being changed in the church. We touch and agree on this prayer line that it shall be so. And it is so. We thank you that the local church is drawing in those who live in our communities, in the community of the church. We thank you for Sister Jessica, who walked in off of the side, off the street, came in off the sidewalk, hallelujah, as the oil poured out through the doors of the church, that she was touched, and she came in, God, continue to do a work in her life. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for Sister Emily and Ertha, who were walking by the church. And Sister Cece said, why don't you come in to the church? We thank you, Lord, for those who are walking through the doors of International Ministries, Cloud 9, and New Creation. We thank you, Jesus, that they will be drawn by your Spirit. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Bless this prayer line. Bless Prophetess Michelle and her family. Touch Josh, God. Touch the Whitaker family, God. Even as they continue, oh God, to heal, oh God, and mourn, oh God, and grieve the passing of her dad, God. Help Prophetess Michelle, oh God, to get back, oh God, into her routine that she had, oh God, before dad got sick, oh God. Help her, oh God, even as to continue with her studies, God. Help her, oh God, to get back to work. Help her, Lord, to get back to ministry. But, Lord, help her to know your kairotic timing, oh God. Not chronos, but kairos, oh God. Help her to move in your timing. And I hear God saying that over the prayer line today. Move in my timing. I've given you discernment to know my timing. God says, do not get impatient with the process, oh, but move in my timing. This is the divine timing, oh, God. Oh, God, I hear you. I hear you, Lord. God says, this is the divine timing for turnaround in the lives of my people. And God says, as you will open your eyes and see, you will be able to see into the spirit realm. And you will see those things that look like nothing is changing and nothing is happening. And you will see that I am turning them around. Like the big hand of the clock, I am turning that situation around. I am turning your children. I am turning your finances. I am, yes, yes, I am even turning your marriage, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I am turning things around. I am turning your children. I am turning, my God, what the enemy meant for evil. Oh, I am turning it in your favor, says the Lord. I am breaking strongholds. I am breaking addictions. I am breaking bad habits. I am breaking bad cycles. I am breaking negative habits and influences in your life, says the Lord. I am the Lord of the breaker, and I am the breaker, and I am the Lord of the breakthrough. I am your breakthrough, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am the great I am. So whatever you need in this season, God says, just say the I am is handling it. The great I am has already taken care of it. The great I am has turned it. The great I am is manifesting it. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this prayer line. Continue to save souls and change lives. Continue to touch and open the eyes of the blind. Continue to heal the sick. Continue, oh God, to do what only you can do. We believe you, God. And we declare it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, you said it's about the timing of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're going to take prayer requests. If you press one on your phone, we want to touch and agree and pray with you and pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You know, with Moses, he had the right intentions, wanting his Hebrew brothers and sisters delivered. But God said, no, don't take matters into your own hands.
Yes, yes.
And that's what he tried to do. He had the right heart, the right intent, but it wasn't the right time.
Yes.
And he fled, and God led him to the backside of the desert for 40 years.
Mm.
And then God delivered his people from Pharaoh. So I thank God, as you said, it's a prophetic thing where God is going to give us the spiritual discernment of the right time to move,
yeah,
the right time to act, and the right time to receive his entire manifested blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. If you have a prayer or a word for the line, and as well as a prayer request, you can press 1. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer or a word for the line or a prayer request, you can press 1 at this time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Area code 334. God bless you. 334. God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. God bless you. How are you today? Sister Mamie?
Yes, it's me. Yes, you recognize my voice.
Yes, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just leaving Mobile. I came to visit my mom and fellowship a little bit with her, and I'm just thanking God for it, and I have some prayer requests. I would like for you all to uplift my family, our family relationship, and just overall just ask God to restore the love, the agape love that he wants us to have for one another, my entire family.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Yes. Sister Mamie, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your daughter in Zion on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said you look for a man or woman to stand into the gap And I thank you, God, the love for her family is shed abroad. I thank you in the name of Jesus, the compassion, the unity, the camaraderie, the chemistry, the love they have for one another would increase all the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak and plead a blessing over this entire family. Every cousin, every auntie, God, in the name of Jesus, every relative, hallelujah, distant or near, we plead the blood of Jesus over Mamie's entire family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up any spirit, God, that may try to come in and divide, any spirit of confusion, any spirit of chaos, any spirit of discord. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that everyone's sharing the same blood in her family, God. We thank you, Lord. Bless them. Bless them indeed. Every parent, every grandparent, every God in the name of Jesus, all of those calling on the name of the Lord, even those that have not called on the name of the Lord yet, God, may salvation go through this family like a wildfire in the mighty name of Jesus. God, even as they pray and bless the turkey, even as they pray and send a blessing out on Thursday, God, in the name of Jesus, may there be a spiritual impartation. May there be a spiritual apprehension in the name of Jesus. Why they watching the football? Why they having personal conversation? Why they are testifying of the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus? You said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Even looking upon Mimi's life, may somebody get saved. Oh, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, all that she's been through, still calling on the name of the Lord. So God bless her, even as she dwells on this holiday with loved ones and family, God. Bless her time. Bless wherever she is, God. In the name of Jesus, let it be joyful. Let it be joy-filled. Thank you, Lord, for the memories that will be stored up during this holiday season. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, even as she prayed for her family, give her a personal blessing. Even as she lifted up other people, God, whatever she's standing in the need of, God, yes, do even that. That she shared with no one. That she prayed in her private prayer closet. That she prayed in secret, Lord. In the name of Jesus, may it be manifested. Give her the miracle. Give her the breakthrough. Give her the deliverance, Lord, as only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just know, and I'm just sensing that you're going to have a blessed holiday season. But I just know you got some God stories under your belt. You got some God testimonies of the goodness of God. And God is going to allow you to have opportunity to even share with the women in your family, the men in your family, the children. Whatever it is, God's going to open the door for you to even share about the goodness of God that he's been to you personally. And God is going to allow you, in the name of Jesus, during this Thanksgiving season, to become even more grateful. Hallelujah. What he's about to do. 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 God said, tell her. She's about to become even more grateful in the name of Jesus. So get ready for more blessings. Get ready for more blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank God for you. We thank God that you got to your destination and that you're going to have a great, blessed holiday Thanksgiving day on Thursday and before. And allow God to bless your entire family as only he can in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I thank God for you all. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing like family, Pastor.
Amen. Nothing like family. And, Lord, we pray right now for families everywhere. for all who are on this prayer line, God. We pray for every family, God. We pray that you would touch every family, God. Just like Sister Mamie came on and asked for prayer for her family and unity, we pray that for every family, God, that every family will have unity, that the agape love will be spread throughout each and every family, that strongholds will be broken, that even families that have been at odds with each other, that their love will extend to each other, oh God, and that there will be a spirit of reconciliation, God. We pray, Father God, we bind up the spirit of division. We bind up the spirit of discord. We bind up the spirit of strife in family, God. We bind up that spirit that will try to make children stay away from their parents and parents stay away from their children. We declare and decree, oh God, that there will be a greater sense of unity, that there will be more love, there will be forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, that there will be no grudges, oh God, that everybody will, Father God, put down their grudges, oh God, and Father God, begin to walk in the spirit of love, a spirit of forgiveness. So, Lord, we pray for every family, and we break the arm of the enemy. We break off that arm, oh God, that will try to put division between these families. We thank you, Lord, for every family. We thank you for the Interested family. We thank you for the Thomas family. We thank you for the Callow family. We thank you for the Leek family. We thank you for our Father God, the Simmons family. We thank you, Lord, for the Edmond family. We thank you for the Bethea family. We thank you for the Whitaker family. We thank you for Sister Emily's family. I think we said the Thomas family. We thank you for the Thomas family. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the Rita Leek family, God. We thank you for every family. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, have your way. Have your way. Let love abound. Let love abound. Let love abound. We thank you for Sister Shaquella's family. Let love abound. Let your Sister Mamie's family. Let love abound. Let love abound. We speak an abundance of love over every family right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be food on every table. Lord, hallelujah. Let nobody be lacking, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who don't have, oh God. We pray, Father God, that there will be, oh God, thank you for all the feeding of churches who are cooking, oh God, that someone will invite somebody that doesn't have to come and sit at their table. We thank you, Jesus, and we praise you. I thank you for Mother May Thomas, my mother. Thank you for our family, God. Thank you, Lord. I continue to bless my mother. Continue to lift her up, oh God, even as she spends time with family, God. Continue to bless my sister Renee, my sister Rashida, my sister Jackie, my brother Gary, oh God. Continue to bless the Pastor Anthony's family. Oh God, we thank you. Bless our children, Hakita, Justin, Marcus, Kayla, oh God. Bless every child, oh, that's represented on this line, adult children, minor children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We speak a blessing, oh. We speak a blessing over every child, over every life. We bind up the hands of the enemy, and we take our dominion, oh. We take dominion in the lives of our generations, of our children, of our posterity. Oh, God, we take dominion over our posterity in the name of Jesus. Natural children, spiritual children, we take dominion right now and bind up the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the lives of our children. And we speak breakthrough in every family. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for Sister Maria. We pray over her family. We pray over her children. We pray over her son. We pray over her grandson. We pray over her health. We pray over her life. We bind up the hands of Satan right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
We see that hand raised, but if you got a Thanksgiving declaration, a Thanksgiving wish, you want to stay abroad to the prayer line tonight. We have a lot of callers. If you want to just come on and wish everybody a holiday, thank you. You can raise your hand for that. doesn't necessarily have to be a prayer request tonight, moving a little differently tonight. But we see this hand raised. We're going to take this caller. But if you just want to say thank you and Thanksgiving and happy holiday, come on the line tonight. To God be the glory. We have a caller right now, and this is 973. God bless you. God bless you, 973.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. You covered basically all the families. You mentioned you did, you covered everything, but I wanted to come on and wish you both the best Thanksgiving, wish you prosperity together with your families, your extended families, Pastor Rebecca, your mom, your siblings, wishing you God's blessing, that he should bless you with whatever your heart desires, that he will bring more peace into your life, not that you don't have it, more peace, more love, more wisdom. Bless you financially wherever the need is. I'm wishing God, I'm praying to God that he will meet your needs, because you are powerful man and woman of God, and he knows that. And like you said, it's all in God's timing. We have to learn how to be patient, and patience is a virtue. It's not always easy to be patient. I'm guilty of that myself. So I want to thank you for being our leaders, for being there when we need you, for your prayers, for your love, for taking time out for us. I want to thank you personally because it means a lot to me. So I'm wishing you the best Thanksgiving ever and blessings from heaven. And I want to thank God publicly for blessing me, because he has blessed me with more than I deserve. And I know we're not perfect, and we will never be perfect. And there's a lot of things about me that need improvement, but I know it. And I tell God to help me, you know, to help me overcome all these issues that I have. But I'm faithful that God's going to do it in his time. So I know, you know, I have concerns about some of my children. And I know it's taken a long time, but I know that God's going to do what he has to do in his time. Because God, even though we think he comes too late, he doesn't come too early and he doesn't come too late. And today my husband said something, and I had to correct him, because I was talking to him about Jessica, and she's getting to the finish line after having so many detours and everything. And my husband said, she's behind schedule. And I told him, no, she's not. I said, she's on God's schedule, because whatever detour she made, it happened for a reason, you know. And then he was complaining about Dr. Mickey, you know, the one that gives heart test, and the one that adjusted her grades so that she would make it. So he was saying, and that teacher, he's horrible. I said, no, he's not. I said, he is a blessing from God. He was a blessing from God. So I told him, don't say that. And every day I pray for this Dr. Mickey. I said, God bless him. Bless him, because he has a good heart, and God gave Jessica favor. So there's a lot for me to be thankful for. You know, so I thank God publicly for everything he has given me. Like I've said many times before, I don't want anything. I don't ask God for anything. I'm fine. I just want peace for my family. I want my family to know him and to serve him. And I'm satisfied with that. That's all. So I want to wish everybody on the prayer line the best and the happiest Thanksgiving. They should all be together with their families. Have a wonderful time. Don't eat too much. And that's all. That's what I wanted to say. I really wasn't going to come on, but it's something inside of me said, you need to come. You need to go on. So that's my wish for you guys.
Well, we Amen. Thank God. Amen. That touched the both of us.
Yes.
And we appreciate those sentiments, those words. We are looking forward to family and the holiday, but thank you for just being a part of what God is doing, and we give God praise for you as well. We're going to pray for you before we release you, but everybody heard you in the prayer line as well, wishing them a happy Thanksgiving, and we give God praise for that in the name of Jesus. But as you said, as parents, we do want to spare our children from the pain, and God does what he does, and only he can do in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, amen. And before Pastor prays, I want to say that was a powerful testimony and word of confession about the power of our words, you know. And like you said, Jessica, is right on time. Amen. Every delay was necessary. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because God wanted to give her what she needed in order for her to be the best that she could be in her field. Because there's a prophetic word over her life that will come to pass. And the same with that instructor. He is a blessing because he's pushing her to be her best. So we thank God for that professor, Dr. Mickey.
Dr. Mickey.
We thank God for him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I do.
I thank God every day for everything. For everything.
God, we give you praise for Carmen Collar. We give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus, for Brother Mingo, her husband, all of her children and grandchildren, even Jessica, God, as she has journeyed through college and is like Deacon said, approaching that graduation day. We thank you, God, for the opportunities that you have given Jessica J. in the name of Jesus to further her future, to live her dreams, to reach some of her goals and her achievements, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every challenge. We thank you for every growth, even growing pain, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the examples in the Bible. Delay is not denied. Detours are not being denied in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we take a detour, but we will get to our destination in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a godly GPS. We are all on different journeys, God, going in different directions. But God, you know the thoughts you think towards us, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts of an expected end. So God, I thank you that Jay is in your thoughts. I thank you that, God, in the name of Jesus, you have a plan and ordained schedule for her and Yvette and all the Carmen children in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak to their hearts, their minds, and their spirits. Even the Kahlo household on Thursday and even before and after, God, bless every child, great-grandchild, every child and grandchild in the name of Jesus. May they have a blessed holiday season in the mighty name of Jesus. And give Deacon the desires of our heart. The word says we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging. And as she continues to delight herself in you, thank you for the desires of our heart. And as she said, you know what those desires are, God. I believe by faith that you have released them and that it's already done. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
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 And
glory
to
God.
I also want, you know, I pray for the homeless. I pray that on Thursday somebody will get, they will find somebody who will feed them and that they will be warm and out of harm's way. And everybody who's in the hospital, that will be in the hospital, for them, for God to touch them, heal them.
Praise God.
So they can come to know him. And I just pray for everybody who doesn't have a family, that that day that they will find somebody. They will be with somebody. And that's my heart's desire for Thanksgiving.
Praise God, Deacon. Thank God for you.
Amen.
We love you. And to God be the glory. We agree with that prayer for those who are struggling and those who have without, that God would touch them. God bless
Amen.
You. Love you.
God bless
God
you.
God bless.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks to you. God bless you.
Amen. We see these hands raised. We're going to get to every caller. Just be patient with us. We're going to get to every caller tonight. And this is a 984 area code, 984. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Pastor Anthony and Prophetess. How you guys doing? This is Michelle.
God bless you, Prophetess Michelle. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay.
Well, that was
I
a
wanted
crazy
to, Hello?
It's good to hear you on the prayer line tonight.
good to be on tonight. I wanted to ask for prayer, but first I wanted to just give like a, you know, I was looking online recently, and I had seen this thing about, you know, it's where I used to live. They do like this big festival for like feeding the homeless, and so I had kind of like solicited, well, asked a couple of people to like help me out to do it or whatever, and so they did, and it was, you know, like just such a blessing, you know, to be able to give, and I was really blessed by that, you know what I'm saying, and they were so appreciative and stuff, you know, like just to be able to be a blessing to somebody else, you know what I'm saying, and like people that was so willingly, you know what I'm saying, I didn't have to beg and all that other stuff, but they were so willing to help me out. So I just want to thank God for them. You know, I don't want to say their names. They might, you know. But I just thank God. And I thank God also for his faithfulness. You know, I don't know, you know, if everybody knows that my dad did pass. But I just thank God for what he has done in the life of myself and my family. You know, he just continues to strengthen us. And I thank God for those that are praying for us as well. You know what I'm saying? Because when people praying for you, even if you don't hear them, you can feel the prayer. You know?
Yeah.
So I just thank God for that as well. And Pastor Anthony and Prophetess, I love you guys. I genuinely, sincerely love both of you guys from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate you, you know? So I just wanted to say thank you. I hope you guys have, you know, a happy Thanksgiving with your family and friends, loved ones, local church. I just thank God. You know, I'm thankful. I'm very thankful for everything that God is doing and what he will do as well. So God bless you both.
Amen.
Well, God bless you as well, and we love you as well, and we thank God he has given you that opportunity to show benevolence and charity. And Jesus said, if you do these for the least of these, you've done it for me. And he has given you and those that supported you in that effort to help those who are hungry and struggling as far as their livelihood and the necessities of life. So we're going to pray for you and believe in God that you and your family are going to have a blessed Thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for Prophetess Michelle, even God, in the name of Jesus, that she has declared tonight that she is grateful and thankful for all that she has received, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you know what she's walking through in this season.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, even as her father is with you, God, in the name of Jesus, that her and Josh and all of her family, God, will get through this season. I thank you, God, that you would be with her, that you would strengthen her, Lord, that you would cover her in the mighty name of Jesus.
God.
I thank you for the spirit of the living God holding
God.
Her up and carrying her and being with her, comforting her in the name of Jesus. And thank you, God, that even as she has blessed somebody else, hallelujah, that you would reciprocate it and give it back to her and her family in the name of Jesus.
God.
Even those, God, who helped her with this effort, give them a special blessing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they have shown kindness through their resources. They have given, God, and shared with those who are in need. So, God, I thank you for Prophetess Michelle, that you would continue to raise her up to be a light house to this world, to be the salt of the earth, and to be the light of this world in the name of Jesus, ministering to men and women that she come across, God, sharing the word of the Lord with those who don't know about the kingdom and about Jesus, sharing, God, her experience and her testimony with those that need to know the Lord. So, God, continue to raise up this mother. Continue to give it her resources, God. Continue, even as she pursue her goals and her educational goals and even ministry goals and careers, God, I thank you that your hand is on her life and you will give her a fresh fire, fresh
Lord,
oil, a new wine being poured into her spirit, even in this season, God. This young woman who is on fire for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that she won't waver, she won't bend or bow or break in the name of Jesus. So, God, thank you that she is unmovable and unstoppable and unshakable, even in this season of her life. So, God, she does, and I know she does, have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be grateful for. You have blessed her, God, in so many areas. So continue to be with her family in the name of Jesus. And, God, every pursuit, everything that she's pursuing, God, may you make it happen in the mighty name of Jesus. And give a special blessing to Josh, her son, this young man who is pursuing the things of God, this young man that know you at an early age, in the name of Jesus. Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging. So bless Josh. Come into his life afresh and anew at an early age. Make him be a young leader, a young man with power and authority. Even at a young age, God, becoming a leader and not a follower in the name of Jesus. Use him even to minister to friends and family, God, at a young age in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for Josh, and we thank you for his journey in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
We give God praise, prophetess, for you. Amen.
And even as Pastor was praying, I heard God, I heard impact, that God has given you impact. Amen. And even with your you know, your dad, we're still praying for you with your dad. But even as Pastor was praying, I heard God say it's a well done with you. Well done for you in the area of caring. Not only did you walk with your dad, but you gave him the greatest gift. You gave him Jesus. And God is saying, well done in that area. And he also said that it's spanning through the generations because you have also given your son Jesus. Amen. And that Josh is watching your walk. He's watching you. He's at a very curious place right now where he's wondering even the more about this, about God, you know, and this faith that you, that he sees in his mother. So God is strengthening him, and he's having his own personal experience with God during this season. But I heard God say impact. Amen. And as you continue to pour out, God is pouring new wine back in to you. Amen. And oil, the oil that's being poured back into you, it's a healing balm. It's a healing balm, you know, and God is using it to heal you and then also to reciprocate and heal those that you minister to. So even as you minister to others, God is continually restoring and strengthening and healing you. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged during this time that God is doing. I hear greater, that God is doing greater work, even as a result of the suffering, even as a result of the trial and the test that you've had to endure. I hear greater works. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is getting the glory even during this time. And again, Pastor and I, we know it's not an easy time. We are praying for you. Amen. Strengthening you, but there's so much strength in you right now, and that's the Lord. We know God truly is in you, and you are a witness to many that God truly is in you, he's with you, and his spirit is upon you. Amen. So continue to walk in that strength. You're in Kratos right now. Kratos is from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, where he says, after you've done all to stand in the power of my might. And that word for power of God's might is Kratos, Kratos. That's the power of God's might. Amen. And there's an impartation being made in this season. It won't go the way. It won't go the way.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you. We love you. Pastor Emily and I love you. Amen. We wish we were closer. Amen. I wish I was closer so I could just wrap my arms around you and give you a great big old hug. So I'm hugging you now. Amen. Just giving you a big old hug. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Thank God for you both. You know, I was, I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I wanted to let you guys know that my dad told me he was crying. This was before he died. And I want to say this because salvation is important. You know, like, I watched my dad, you know, his health and stuff like that decline. But, you know, we know the importance of him knowing Jesus Christ. And I know that 3 weeks ago, my dad, he was just crying and crying. And I said to him, I was like, why are you crying? And he said he didn't know. He kind of like shrugged his shoulders. And he was like, he didn't know. And so I said, talk to God. I was telling him to talk to God. He didn't really respond. And then I asked him, I said, have you been talking to God? And he was like, yes. And I said, what did he say? And at first he said he didn't know. But for some reason, it came to my mind to say that did he say anything to you? And he said, yeah. And I said, did God tell you he was coming for you? And my dad said, yes. And I said to him, you know, first, I just bust out crying, and I was telling my dad, don't leave me. But I stopped crying, and I said, that's selfish. I said, that's selfish of me. And I said, I love you and stuff. And I asked him, was he afraid? And he said, no. And I told my dad, I said, well, God told me that he was going to heal you. And I said to him, I said, listen, I don't know if God's going to heal you here or he's going to heal you there, but God is going to heal you. And so he was okay. And I said, are you okay? And he said, yes. I said, well, what are you okay with? I said, is it you okay with God's will? And he was like, yes. And I asked him, I said, what, you want to say anything? He said he wanted to be known as a fighter. And I had reached out to you, Pastor Rebecca. And my sister had called me crying, you know. And I was, because I, you know, I spent a lot of time with my dad. And I was like, God, I just want to tell him one more time that I love him and stuff. And so I was just listening to, because he liked Lee Williams. I don't know if you guys know who that is. But he's a gospel singer. My dad used to like him. And so I fell asleep. But in the midst of me falling asleep, my sister had called me, and I called her back. And she told me that she was worshiping God. And she said that God gave her, she said, God, I want to tell him that I love him. She was like, no, she said she wanted to, she asked God, was he okay? And so she said if she continued to worship God, God gave her an open vision of my dad. And she was like, she could see my dad, like, because my dad had got to the place that he couldn't walk. And he had, like, lost his hair, his face and stuff was swollen, and his teeth. Because when you get chemo and stuff, sometimes you have to get your teeth pulled. And so anyway, she said when she saw him, he didn't look like that. She said he had his teeth. And she said when she saw him, she kept saying, God. She's like, tell him I love him, tell him I love him. But she said my dad never spoke to her in this vision. And she said that my dad, she could see my dad, he stood up and he smiled. That's what she said, you know, she saw or whatever. But I believe in my heart that it was God that allowed her to see that, because when she told it to me, it brought me so much peace. And she said, God told me to tell you, Nichelle, to go back to, you know, praying and doing what he had called you to do. And he said that nothing was wasted. You know what I'm saying? Like, every tear, every prayer that I prayed, God told her to tell me that he got it. And so that brought me great peace. And I'm not, you know, because my dad is gone. My dad is gone. But salvation is important. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that... that, you know, to be absent in the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. But I kind of felt like in my spirit, to be completely honest, like my dad was just doing it because I was asking him to. But after that dream, I mean, after that vision with my sister, it brought me peace, because I know that he's not in pain. He's not worrying about chemotherapy, IV therapy, and he couldn't eat and all this other stuff. So that brings me peace. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, it is well. It is well. It is well. I'm going to miss my dad, but I'm thankful. I'm grateful that he gave his life to Christ, you know? So I'm so thankful. And thank you, guys. You know, like,
Hallelujah.
When I had my dad to call about healing, y'all knew the importance of his salvation. So I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful. So God bless you guys. And, you know, everybody just have a happy Thanksgiving. And
you
might see me crying, but there are tears of release and joy. You know, yes, I miss my dad. I wouldn't lie and say I don't miss him, but I'm okay. And I will continue to be okay. So God bless you guys. I love you.
Amen. Amen.
We love you as well. And we thank God, even as you shared that with the prayer line tonight, that as Pastor said, you standing in the power of the Lord and his might. And, you know, if weeping is there, sometimes there are no words. But as you said, God has given you, amen, a peace about
yes.
that. And we thank God for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much for that testimony, powerful testimony. We love you, and we thank God for you. And I will no longer say it's hard, because like you said, it is well. You have peace, and the
well.
Joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen.
Well.
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We love you. God bless
amen.
You.
God bless you guys, too. Love you guys, too.
God bless you.
Amen. Powerful.
Yes.
Powerful
yes.
testimony. My God, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
To God be the
yes.
glory for
it
the great
well.
Things that he has done.
Oh.
It is well. That was a sermon right there. Mm-hmm. She just preached a sermon, powerful sermon on just the faith in God and the power of God.
Right.
In every situation.
See, that's the peace Jesus said. My peace I leave
it's
with
a,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. We can't explain it. It's,
yes.
It gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Oh,
our minds sometimes can't wrap around the peace that he
Jesus.
Gives us. So I thank God. Oh. As she said, she's still going to, you know, miss that and weep, but she still has this inner peace, and it is well.
Yes, it
I'm
is. Going, only God.
Yes.
Can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Oh!
I said, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Only God can give you that. And I know what she's walking through, because I've had to walk through it with certain relatives and passing, and know it was only God who gave me that peace. She just put into words that peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Prophetess Michelle. Amen. This is our final caller, area code 270. God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, praise God, praise God. I'm sitting here rejoicing because of the things
yes.
of the kingdom of Christ Jesus. I
yes.
come to this prayer line with an attitude of gratitude, thanking
come
God
on.
For all of us being adopted into the royal priesthood. We are joined
yes.
hands with Jesus. I thank
Woo.
God each and every Tuesday and Wednesday night we can come be fed the bread of life, and we can have and take part in. Oh, him being that living water that we receive each and every Tuesday and Wednesday night. I thank God for raising up a remnant with the people on the front line. I thank God for choosing to save each and every individual on this prayer line, family members. I thank God for revival starting in each
yes.
and every individual on this prayer line family. I thank God for destroying the generation of curses. Oh, that has plagued us for so long. I thank God each and every day, a day of Thanksgiving. I thank God for allowing the Holy Spirit to open this prayer line. Oh, with praise to our King. From the book of Psalms 149, we sing praises
hey.
To our King. Because heaven, oh, he inhabits the praise of his people.
Amen. Yes.
I thank God for allowing her to come to the well with you guys and drink. Oh, drink while she'll never thirst again. I thank God for Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I thank God for Christian ministry, that ministry in Hillside, New Jersey, that is that beacon of light, a lighthouse on the hill where lives are changed. But people are saved, lives are transformed by the preaching
yes.
and teaching of the word. Oh, miracle signs from one of the Father. I thank God for giving y'all that pastoral anointing. Y'all have been church and the unchurched. But I thank God for that apostolic mantle that he has placed on y'all. He's allowed y'all to be equipped to pastor the church in the local community, the local assembly in Hillside, New Jersey. But with that apostolic calling you have, he's preparing y'all to lead nations.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he's allowed y'all to have the pastoral anointing. Y'all have a heart for his people. He has trained y'all to be able to church the unchurch, people that don't look like us. But y'all not looking at them through the eyes of Christ. Because y'all to get them to know that they are the righteousness of God. Jesus. Jesus being a top of salvation. I thank you for saving our family members. My mother's life by the power of him, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for all of us and our family members being a part of the called out church. We don't have a closet religion. Because religion is bonded. We have a relationship with the Most High. Thank you, sir, for that power from on high. Oh, Holy Ghost power, that dunamis flow that comes out of y'all spiritual belly. I see you, Pastor Anthony. I see you. Pastor Rebecca, y'all walking with the Lord as Enoch. Oh, but I know you're going into the heavens. Prophetess Michelle said, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Oh, y'all going to walk straight into the heavens. I thank you, Father, for equipping them to go right into the throne room, right into the throne room, into the supernatural. You've allowed their spiritual eyes to be open to see the angelic. They have that seer anointing. They have that apostolic mantle. They have the gift. They are equipped. They are equipped with power. Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts, the 20th chapter, when he preached and taught the gospel to the young man, fell out of the window. But that power of Holy Ghost living in him, that is in you and Pastor, Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, laid on that boy. And he was brought back to life because of the power of him who dwells in y'all. Oh, yes, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And I thank God for that resurrection power being in y'all life, being in our life. I thank you, Father, for y'all being great teachers of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Y'all can't preach any teaching. The gospel of Jesus Christ. That shall and will set a man free. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. The heavens are open. Every time you said hallelujah, I saw the heavens being open. Whatever y'all need of is being poured out. We are going to receive some of the impartation that God has given y'all because we listen with our spiritual ear. We're trying to show us we're going to work. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord God Almighty Savior, for New Creation Christian Ministry. Thank you, Father, for the boom. Thank you, Father, for that fight. Power to perform miracles in your belly. Thank you, my Lord God Almighty Savior. Thank you for this holiday season. And I thank you for each and every individual on this prayer line and lenders and not borrowers. As he quoted the scripture, said, Father, all the silver is yours. All the gold is yours. You own 1,000 hills of cattle. Yeah. And you own the other. You own enough gold to pay off the debt of each and every nation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Lord God Almighty Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just want to praise God for y'all being our leaders, our spiritual mother and father. And I want to praise God for each and every member that comes on the line each and every Tuesday and Wednesday night. We are hungry to the things of Christ Jesus, the intimacy. Are we going to go to the next spiritual realm? We got to have that intimacy with Yahshua. Got to be infatuated with his presence. A hunger And we got to seek and search the scriptures like Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, because there's hidden treasures in the Word. The more you seek, the more allow you to discover hidden treasures.
My God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He's still there.
Thank you, Jesus.
He lost them.
God bless, Father.
Yeah. It's important. Praise God. They are worshiping because they are worshiping and praising God with us, and the heavens are open. He's pouring out in an abundance, overflow all that you need. All that you need, you might as well receive that. Receive it and rejoice as you do. Oh, thank you,
yes.
Father. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you. Y'all are the called out ones. Y'all are the sold out ones. Y'all are the ones that are purified. Y'all are the ones that already have your glory code. Heavenly earth, close. How? Here go. Coming from the heavenly. Oh, I know one day it's going to be a service where you're going to say, Pastor Anthony, open your hand, and you're going to see that gold coming from the heavens.
Yeah.
It's going to be all sprinkles of gold in the people's hands right there in that lighthouse in Hillside, New Jersey, because there are no sin in the camp, and it's blessings in the camp because of y'all righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ in y'all spiritual belly. And I thank God for allowing y'all to humble y'allself under his mighty hand. Oh, I just see Proverbs 16:7. When a man ways pleases the Lord, and his enemies, God allowed to be at peace with him. No, it don't affect you at all, because you already know. Omega. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. The beginning and the end. And it ain't over till God said it's over. And y'all got a long time. Y'all got a long time left here in this earth realm. So time is getting close. But the darker this world gets, the lighter the light don't get. Right there at New
Jesus.
Creation Christian Ministry. And y'all continue to pray our strength in the Lord. I love y'all and I thank God for y'all. And each and every individual on this prayer line. Always give God praise, honor, and thanksgiving. No matter what the times look like, perilous or not, praise him anyhow. Because a lot of our breakthrough is waiting on our praise. Our
glory
to the enemy
God.
When we praise God. Put him in chains when we praise God.
Yeah.
Father. And I thank you.
Jesus.
I give you all glory and honor. And I say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet Pastor Jamal. We thank God for
amen.
You. Pastor Prophet Gail, in the name of Jesus, we love you as well, man of God. Let us pray before we release you in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Father, we thank you for this man of God, this husband, his father, his grandfather, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Prophet, that you would continue to raise him up. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, even as he assembled with family on the Thanksgiving holiday, that you would bless his entire family in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Even as he prophesied about the apostolic anointing in the name of Jesus, we receive it. Glory be to God, knowing, Lord, hallelujah, that you know. Glory be to his name. Glory be to his name. There is a revelation released through your word. There is a kairos. Glory be to God. The man of God said there is a boom, an explosive power. In the name of Jesus, that have already been manifested by your hand in the name of Jesus. So, God, we give you thanks for it right now. Bless his church. Bless his family. Bless his coming and his going in the name of Jesus. Continue to breathe on everything that he preaches, prophesies, prepare in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the resources. Thank you for the manifested blessings. Thank you for the new wine and new oil that you're pouring into his life in the name of Jesus.
So continue to bless prophet. Thank you for the word of the Lord, the prophetic word. I feel God. The prophecy and prophetic word that's being released through this vessel. He is yielded. He is submitted. He has surrendered all. And he still has a yes, Lord. So I believe by faith that it is well with his family, with his marriage, with his money, with his church, with his ministry. It is well. So, God, we thank you that he is still getting a well done from glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just hear that in the spirit. Well done. Glory be to God.
Amen.
You your messages as you are yielded vessel, hearing amen. What heaven is saying. God said he's revealing nothing into the earth realm until he reveals it through his prophets. And I thank you, Lord, even as you have allowed God to minister through you, even speaking into me and Pastor Rebecca's life, that God is going to allow your word to bear fruit, and they have not fallen to the ground in Jesus' name. Yes, we are pastors, but we believe and we receive that apostolic anointing, that apostolic oil. It is flowing from glory, and we know that God is up to something, and it's beautiful and marvelous in our sight in Jesus' name. Amen. You and your wife and your family, your children, have a blessed Thanksgiving holiday. We love you, sir.
Amen. And even as you, Pastor, was just speaking, I see you soaking. God says, continue to soak in my presence.
Wow.
Hallelujah. There's a dripping. You are dripping with the oil of the Lord. You are dripping. That's what God is dripping with your oil. And God says that's because he soaked.
In my presence.
Hallelujah. 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 So God says, continue to soak in my presence, because you will, as long as you soak, you will drip. Amen. You will drip.
Amen.
And what's on you will get on everybody that comes into your presence. Hallelujah. It is transferable. My God. Hallelujah. The oil is transferable. Hallelujah. And as people come to your church and sit in your presence, they will be saturated with the same oil that's on your life. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. With the same
thank
fire,
you, Jesus.
My God, with the same
you,
zeal,
Jesus.
With the same anointing, my God, that's on
thank
your life.
You,
and many will be impacted by the anointing on your life, that's on your life. So keep soaking. Keep soaking. Keep soaking. Keep soaking. Keep soaking. My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
God says the church. God says even your church will be a place of soaking, my God, where your people,
amen.
The people that God has assigned to you and your wife will come, and they too will soak in his presence. My God, even the music
amen.
That's played is a soaking. It's a soaking. It's a worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
It's a travailing, hallelujah. It's a loving
Jesus.
On Jesus, hallelujah, that's taking
yes.
place in that house, and that house shall be a place of much oil. It shall be a place
amen.
Of much
ooh,
oil.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I see people just, they can't even sit down. I even saw people just standing around, soaking, my God, worshiping, hallelujah. Giving God glory, amen, hallelujah, and having
thank
that
you,
oil
Jesus.
That's on your life imparted to them.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. So
amen.
We thank
God
you,
Jesus.
For
thank
when
you, Father.
Born at cloud nine, hallelujah. What he's doing at Cloud Nine International Ministries, and even as the glory cloud hovers, the glory cloud is hovering,
amen.
My God. In that place, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, it's just saturating the atmosphere,
thank you,
hallelujah,
you,
saturating
Jesus.
The atmosphere, where people are becoming drunk, hallelujah,
amen.
With the power
yes.
of the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, of the
hallelujah.
New God, my God, that's made
thank
available
you,
in that house. So we thank God,
thank
oh
you,
God,
Jesus.
For the new thing.
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
Not an old thing. It's a
thank
new
you,
thing.
Jesus.
He says, Lord, I do
you,
a
Jesus.
New thing. Can you not receive it? So
you,
don't fit into man's pattern. Don't try to copy or mimic what others are doing because God says, behold, I'm doing a new thing in cloud nine.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
thank you, Jesus.
God, and we praise God and we're touching the green with what God is doing
Amen.
In that house. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
We send
thank
our
you, Jesus.
Blessings over the house. We speak blessings over your life and your wife's life. We speak blessings over
thank
your
you,
marriage. We speak blessings over your family. In the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord. Yes,
we bless
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
well,
you,
God
Holy Spirit.
You, sir. No one quite like you. Pastor spoke that word in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Pastor,
you, Jesus.
He's a chosen
thank you, Jesus.
Jewish.
Yes.
He's a
wow.
Joshua
yes,
generation.
Lord. Thank
and
you,
as
Jesus.
You said, cloud
thank
nine,
you, Jesus.
They're going to get into the promised land.
Oh,
glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Moses' generation,
thank
they
you,
died
Jesus.
In the wilderness. Moses didn't even get in. But prophet, God said, lead them into the promised land. God bless you,
ooh,
sir.
Amen.
As
amen.
You lead, as you lead them, lead them into the cloud, Pastor said. Lead them into the promised land.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
hallelujah.
We love you, sir. Have a blessed holiday. And to God be the glory. Stay on fire. And Pastor said, stay soaking. Stay in the presence of the Lord. And that anointing going to keep dripping on others. God bless you.
Amen. God bless y'all. I love y'all and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Mother May Thomas, we love you, Ma. We see you out there. And we will, amen, continue to pray for you. Bless my mother, even as she prepared for the holiday.
Yes.
We thank you for all of those.
Mommy, stop it.
All of those.
Stop it.
You hear your daughter. She was just stuffing FedEx up here. Amen. To God be blessed. Bless Mom as she prepared for the holiday. May, Father God, that house be blessed with the dripping and love of God on every family, every visitor, as they partake in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And we thank God for Sister Maria. She texted me. She said, oh, my God, I missed the prayer line. So we pray for her and, for again, for blessings to be over her and her house. In the name of Jesus. Oh, go ahead and sow a Thanksgiving seed. You can go ahead and sow your Thanksgiving seed by going to our website at nccmonline.org. We also want to pray for Sister Rita. Amen. Pastor said, pray for Rita, Lord. We thank you for Sister Rita, Lord, even as she's traveling, Lord, even as she's in transit, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just keeping a hedge of protection around her. We thank you, Lord, for multiple blessings. I see multiple blessings being poured out upon her. Sister Rita, I see multiple blessings being poured out upon you. Lord, we thank you for the blessings in this season, oh God, that you're pouring out upon her. We thank you for open doors, God. We thank you for rebuking the hand of the devourer, God. We thank you, Lord, for her seed being blessed, her children, her family, God. We thank you, Lord, for even blessing her, oh God, giving her the desires of her heart. In the name of Jesus, continue to do a new thing. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for miraculous breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for using her mightily for your glory. Continue to use her. Continue to pour out. She too soaked in your presence, God. Thank you, Lord, that she's a worshiper. And even as she worships, Lord, we thank you for releasing new oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, oh God, a fresh anointing over her life in the name of Jesus. And new wine, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing in her life, God. Continue to bless her and keep her, oh God. Prosper her, oh God, and shift her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the shifting, oh God. We thank you for the shift in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, happy Thanksgiving. We love you, Sister Rita, Minister Evangelist. Sister Rita Pearl, again, go ahead and sow your Thanksgiving seed. We thank you for all who are tithing, all who are giving regular offerings. You are helping us to keep this work alive on the prayer line and also on the Word Wednesday and in the local assembly. Your seed is stretching, amen, and helping us to sustain the ministry. Amen. God is blessing because of your seed and because of your prayers. You will be amazed at what's going on in the local assembly. It is one marvelous in our sight. Amen. God is saving young people, unchurched. The vision he gave us was for the unchurched. And they are coming in, and they are getting ignited. They're being ignited, on set on fire for the things of God, men, women, boys, and girls. And we thank God for your sharing with us in that ministry and also for this prayer line. Amen. The website is nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. Amen. And any seed would be appreciated as God will bless your seed. God will bless your seed. Amen. We love you. We'll be here tomorrow for our Word Wednesday. Amen. For those of you who are cooking turkeys and everything else, have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family and friends. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to play a song. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Forever.